There is no place like this. Following the traces of the Roman road Julia Augusta to the north of Udine after Tricesimo, there is Artegna, remembered as a Roman castrum still efficient at the time of the Lombards in the early 7th century AD. You can see it on the background of Mount Quarnan, between Mount Faet and the hill of St. Martin, where there are remains of Roman and late antique fortifications. The church, dedicated to the saint of the famous cloak, an elegant castle, and the parish church. Rebuilt after the earthquake, Artegna was able to save the harmonious features of its landscape, full of meadows, woods, and waters, also covering the evidences of rural architecture in the villages surrounding the center. It is renowned for the expertise of its pork butchers, who celebrate a delicious feast at the end of November every year. Near the village of Salt, you can take the road up to Montenars, the small town in the Gemona area, formed by villages of few houses once characterized by spontaneous architectures, almost completely disappeared after the 1976 earthquake. Here, in ancient times, a connection passed between the Gemona area and the upper Soca Valley, now Slovenia, at the beginning of which stood the castle of Ravistagno, witnessed now by a few walls. The territory of Montenars is full of chestnuts and mushrooms, sedentary game and birds of passage. It rises steeply to the top of Mount Quarnan, 1,372 meters, crowned by the little church of the Redeemer. From that fantastic balcony, you can admire Friuli, from the sea to the mountains, and, to the east, as far as the eye can see, the Slavic lands that arrive, as the old people said, up to Vladivostok. When you come down from Montenars and head north, you will have an extraordinary sight of Gemona, lying on the plain towards the fort of Osopo and the hills of Buja, but tightened around its cathedral between the castle hill and the cliffs overlooking Mount Glemine. Roman municipium from the 2nd century AD, Longobard Aremania. It was a free municipality from late 12th century, and then, thanks to Niederlech, obligation to stop the goods for the change of means of transport, a rich service center for the trade between the Italian regions and the countries beyond the Alps. With the loss of Friulian autonomy by the Serenissima, 1420, Gemona slipped into a torpor that lasted until the beginning of the 20th century, when some industrial initiatives took place. But a real recovery took place only in the 60s of the last century, with the start of industrial activities by local entrepreneurs.